Good evening. In January of this year, I was diagnosed with a relatively rare blood cancer called multiple myeloma. It accounts for only 1% of all cancers. It starts in the bone marrow and attacks bones from the inside out. And in my case, it attacked my left femur. And I had what the doctors called a pending fracture, which means that my left thigh bone was going to break at any moment. So once they found that out, they quickly scheduled a surgery for me and inserted a metal rod into my left femur to stabilize it. I also had a rather large tumor on my left leg. So the surgery was followed by 2 weeks of radiation on the tumor, and then I had 4 months of chemotherapy. And then in June of this year, I had a stem cell transplant. Currently, there's no cure for multiple myeloma, so you might ask, for what could I possibly be thankful? Well, it's much in every way. I am truly blessed. The Lord has not taken this trial away from me, but He's been with me throughout this journey. And He has provided everything that I could possibly need. The Lord has provided for me this year in so many ways, I don't have enough time to tell it all. I'm thankful for a world-class cancer hospital only 20 minutes from my house. The James Cancer Hospital, Ohio State, has 3 doctors who specialize in this cancer that I have. The nurses, technicians, and other medical staff are outstanding, and they're a true blessing. One example is when you go in for chemotherapy, they have pharmacists on site to mix the chemotherapy that you're going to get. The pharmacist that I had was Lois Talbert's daughter, Mindy. And almost every time I went in for chemotherapy, she would come in and talk with me for 15 or 20 minutes. I know she was praying for me. She was really a blessing to me. I'm also thankful that the Lord has provided for me and my family. This starts with my wife, Lori, who will tell you that she's not a nurse. She's an accountant. And she has no desire to be a nurse. But this year, she has changed bandages, cleaned incision sites, cleaned and flushed ports, and many other things that I couldn't tell you all that she's done. My brother and my niece took me to all of my appointments that I had when I couldn't drive. And then, of course, my family has been praying for me. They've brought me food, many, many things they've done. I'm also thankful that the Lord has provided for all of us, this church family. It's been amazing. I received innumerable prayers, cards, emails, visits, pastoral support. They were all an encouragement and a blessing and really helped me. The Lord has truly provided for us a wonderful church for which we all should be thankful. I'm also thankful for insurance. It's not something you hear every day, but, the billed amount for all the treatment that I received is well over $1 million and leaning towards $2 million. And we only had to pay our maximum out of pocket, and everything else has been covered at 100%. That's been a real blessing. Additionally, I work at an insurance company, and I've missed over 2 months of work this year. I've not missed one check. My company has been very accommodating to me, letting me take the time that I needed, which has taken a lot of stress away from me. My coworkers have visited me, called me, texted me, prayed for me. They even took up a collection to purchase a bunch of gift cards to Kroger's and other restaurants. And, I mean, it was a stack of cards. Lori and I counted them up, and it came to just under $1,000 worth of gift cards. That was truly a blessing from the Lord. So as you can see, the Lord has provided for Lori and I in every way imaginable. But most of all, I'm thankful for the sovereign love of the Lord. I know that nothing happens to me outside of His will, and that truth has brought me great comfort. I am by nature a worrier, but the Lord has given me a peace through all this. I haven't worried one bit. I haven't lost one night's of sleep. And that has been a true gift from the Lord, because I am, as I said, I am a true worrier. And I recently found out that my cancer is in remission, and I'm now in maintenance mode. I take an oral chemotherapy pill each night, and I get blood work done monthly. And I am very thankful that my cancer is in remission, but even more, I am thankful that the Lord is sovereign and that His will be done.